Good morning, everyone. I'm Nancy Young Oliver, Chair of the Board of Accountancy, and I'm calling this meeting to order. Today is Thursday, February 11th, 2021. This meeting is being held via Zoom video. Please be sure to mute your mic through Zoom or mute your phone if participating by phone. If you wish to speak, please unmute. Please do not use the chat room for any discussion. Should any technical issues arise, the meeting will be paused until it is resolved. I will now take roll call of members and guests. Please identify yourself if you are participating by phone or by Zoom. Joe Sullivan.
Yeah, Joe Sullivan, Board Vice Chair, participating by Zoom.
Jason Robinson.
Jason Robinson, board member, participating by Zoom.
Raul Valdivia.
Raul Valdivia, board member, participating by Zoom.
Scott Wright.
Scott Wright, board member, participating by Zoom.
Stu Morris.
Board member, participating by Zoom.
Deanna Franco.
Public board member, participating by Zoom.
Kimberly Fast. Julie Nadeau.
Julie Nadeau, staff, participating by Zoom.
Anthony Trong.
Anthony Trong, board staff, participating by Zoom.
Jeremy Leppert.
Jeremiah Leppert, board staff, participating by Zoom.
Joel Parks.
Joel Parks, staff, by Zoom.
Angie Hunt.
Angie Hunt, board legal counsel, participating by Zoom.
Great, and I think we have a few others on the call. Sherry.
Sherry McPherson, OSCPA, guest, participating by Zoom.
Great, and
And I'm Amy Daniels. I'm the new HR business partner for the agency, just observing today.
Great. Welcome. It's nice to have you here. Amanda?
I'm Amanda Fells, OAA representative, guest participating by Zoom.
And Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff Gibble, board member with OSCPA, participating by Zoom.
Great. And did I miss anybody? Okay, hearing no objections. All right. Are there any, has everybody had the chance to review the agenda, and are there any items that we need to add or modifications? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to new business. The first item is CPA exam extensions. This is informational only. Kimberly, would you like to speak on this matter? You're a little muffled.
Were you just wanting to talk about, I think that the EVs talked about that in your last meeting, correct? That we've been seeing a lot of extension requests across the country, really. But in Oregon, we've had, due to, you know, changing metrics or changing guidelines, the Prometric Centers have had to dial back the number of people they can allow in. And so they've canceled in bulk, like a month at a time, they'll cancel half of their appointments. And then those candidates are having a difficult time getting rescheduled. So we've been granting extensions for both credit and to their NTS so that they can get rescheduled. We're not doing like a year at a time. We're doing a very small chunks, you know, according to what we're hearing from NASA and from Metric.
Great, thank you, Julie. Any other comments?
It's good to say that there is concern with other EDs that
we're stretching the exam out so far out for some of these due to the cancellations of testing that there will be probably a lot of talk at the ED director's meeting. If that will still be substantially, if it goes, you know, maybe 2 years instead of 18 months, you pass your exams because of all of these. So, more to come on that, please.
Okay, thank you. Okay. The next item is the 2020 quarter four exam candidate statistics. This is an informational. It should be in your packet on the statistics. This is an informational piece, and hopefully all the board members have had an opportunity to review it. I'll just pause for a minute and see if anybody had any comments. Okay. The next item up, and this is a voting item, we have received a request for extension from Kimberly Martin. You should have all received that in your packet. Kimberly, would you like to give us a rundown on this?
Sorry, I've been told I have my mic is bad, so I'm trying to fix it right now, so I apologize. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Martin, she had come to a previous board meeting with the letter that's attached to her timeline. She's given us more information. After reviewing the second request for her to get an extension, it became really clear that while she has time still to get the rest of her experience, she also has had quite a history, medical history, that we need to take into consideration.
Okay, and so just to specify, Kimberly, she does still have time within the 8-year time frame to get her CPA license, but she's asking for an extension in anyway. When does that 8-year period run out?
She has until October 5th of 2022.
Okay, and why, do we know why she's submitting for an extension now? I mean, it's still a year and a half away, so is she just, I mean, I've gone through the letter, and I do agree there's a lot of extenuating circumstances, like a lot of people today. We all have things going on in our personal lives that get in the way of doing everything that we'd like to do, but what is the need? Do you know, understand what the need is to submit this request right now at the beginning of 2021 when there's still, you know, 20 months left in the period for her to get her experience?
Do you want me to add a little bit?
Yeah.
So part of that, so she has a little over a year left, but she is limited right now because of the changes at Aldrich with COVID, that she's only working part-time, so she wouldn't actually have enough time left to earn all the hours because of our rules about part-time and how many hours you have to work. It would still have to go over that 12 months. So that's part of it. And then the documents that we didn't include, all the confidential documents that we reviewed here, and we can provide to you if you need to see them, she has ongoing issues, not only with herself medically that she had with a personal diagnosis, but she has ongoing issues with an adult daughter that she is a caretaker for. And the information that we were given from the doctor, that doesn't look like it's changing anytime soon. So her ability to work full time is impacted by that, and she does have FMLA leave for these circumstances.
And do we have other requests of this nature for the board to consider?
At this time.
Okay. Comments from the board members?
Madam Chair. As I read the letter, and correct me if I'm wrong, it seems that the Ms. Martin is making a request in that she has not been assigned and doesn't have access to working on attest jobs. She seems to spend some time talking about she isn't able to work on the jobs necessary to get her experience, but our rules are pretty broad. If you're working for a CPA firm and doing work for clients, and I'm going to oversimplify it, a lot of that qualifies even if it's not a test work. So is she really looking at, does she really understand what our rules allow the experience to include?
I believe she does. She's pretty versed in our rules already.
I think
But for the most part, she talks about she can't get assigned to a test job, which is not the only way to get experience in a CPA firm.
Scott, my understanding is that she also works for them as a paralegal.
Yeah.
So she split duties, but not necessarily, I mean, part of it is in the admin side of the firm and not necessarily in client work. And I know that she has talked with John Lawson extensively about how to gain that experience. He has called on her behalf, not on her behalf, but just called to talk about the kinds of work that she does for the firm. So. It's not that she's not seeking advice, I guess, within the firm.
I'd like to make a quick comment on this. So I can appreciate all of the difficulties. So my comment is not, taking that into consideration. But what I did not see is any sort of plan. She's got time. Now, I would want to see what steps, it sounds like, from the Julie, from what you've indicated, she's got somebody talking on her behalf. But, in her letter, she talks about being regimented in steps that she does. Identify steps that you are doing to make sure that you are, at least moving forward. Because unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be in this situation again 2 years from now, 3 years from now. So identify benchmarks for me so that I know that you're working for them. At this point in time, based on what I'm seeing, I'm not able to, approve without some additional information. I would not be comfortable doing so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I would agree with that statement.
Yeah, I appreciate that John has reached out to us to describe, and I think also, some of this lies on the responsibility of the firm as well, is that, they have direct control over the assignments that they give to her. And so their choice to use her part-time as a paralegal, part-time as a potential CPA candidate is in their control as well. So I really like what Deanna said in coming to the table with a specific plan with benchmarks that would be met, because I think that your observation, Deanna, is correct, is that if we don't have a plan, if there's not a specific action plan, with specific steps and milestones that need to be reached, that we will be having this conversation again. And I'm also hesitant in this because if we do it for one person, we have to do it for everybody. And I'm also a little concerned about the precedent that we would be setting. Raul, thoughts from you?
Yeah, what I was thinking is that you took the words out of my mouth regarding precedent. If we do this and we're not, there have been concerns already voiced out, which to me says, I think we should not approve. But if we do approve because of what she's saying here regarding her bad luck and her situation, then that sets the tone for probably a lot of people, like you mentioned earlier, that there's a lot of stuff going on. We all have issues. We're not getting things done the way we like, but we're all going through the same thing. So I think we should really think about the precedent that we'd be setting on this.
Stuart?
In the past, we have made exceptions on an individual basis of extending time, and we've also not allowed it. She's presented a good argument, but you're right, there is no end to this. There has to be some plan to get to the end that we can accept. Maybe we have to approve another extension after that, but right now we have no direction to allow us to give up that time.
Okay. Joe, did you have a voice yet? Have we
heard?
No, I didn't speak yet, but I mean, I agree with people's comments. I'm not opposed to granting an extension in this case. I think it's reasonable, but I also think the plan and then specific benchmarks or steps, you know, should be in place as well.
Okay. I believe that I've heard from all the board members now. Angie, I have this down as that this is actually a voting item. Do we need to vote on it, or can we just give feedback to board staff to reach out to her and ask her for a more specific plan that we could give further evaluation to her request?
That would be fine if you want it, and then if you come back and you review it more. So basically, if you don't have the extension, then this remains open as her request. And so if you want more information from her,
you can ask for that. Okay. Are board members okay with that request if we don't take a vote today but seek additional information? If you can just give me a thumbs up, or if you're opposed to that. Okay, and Joe, will you scroll to the next screen so I can see everybody? Raul, Stu, Deanna, or Jason, thumbs up on this one. Are we good with that? Stu, are you comfortable with that? If we ask for additional, okay. Okay, all right. Kimberly, Julie, do you guys feel that you have enough direction there?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Let's move on to item four, which is public comment. So I'll just open it up now for any public members who wish to speak. Okay, hearing none, I'm going to go ahead and move to item five, which is the Complaints Committee BOAC meeting summary from the January 4th, 2021. This is informational only. And which board member attended the January 4th meeting? Was that you, Scott?
No, that was me.
Raul. Okay, sorry about that, Raul. Is there any items that you want to bring to our attention?
Well, I think there was one, it's on the agenda, I believe, there was a gentleman who testified, and I think all around...
I'm sorry, Eric, we can't talk about any of the cases that we're talking about in the executive.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Okay.
Nothing extraordinary, something I can comment on later in the executive session.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. All right, that brings us to item number six then, executive session under the authority of ORS 192.660, Pren 2, Pren F, Pren 8, for consideration of records exempt from public disclosure and counsel advice. And so at this time, we're going to go ahead and pause on the public meeting, and we are going to convene in executive session. So, Joel, if you'll just put the member of participation online and the recording.